Good afternoon, Eastern Washington and fellow Patriots. This is Matt Shea, and welcome to Patriot Radio, broadcasting live from deep inside the heart of Liberty State, brought to you once again with love in the legacy of Dr. Stan Monteith, bringing you the story behind the story and the news behind the news. It's not about right or left. It's about right and wrong, about those who want to destroy this country and those who want to see America extended for another generation. I am in one of those places today, as I've been thinking about everything going on, and still some people are oblivious to some of the things that are happening out there. It's kind of incredible, actually. And so I want to take a moment again to pray before we get too far into this. But again, remind you that we can't end in prayer. We must also move to action. This is about our hoping in Christ, not in man, and about the difference between the gospel of salvation and the gospel of the kingdom. Jeremiah 17, 7 through 8. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord, for he will be like a tree planted by the water that extends its roots by a stream, and will not fear when the heat comes, but its leaves will be green, and it will not be anxious in a year of drought, nor cease to yield fruit. I've got a question for everybody out there. This is a kind of an important question, an important thing to think about here. So as we're going to pray, I want you to think about this. When will I stand up? When will I embrace what Christ has called me to do outside the church? So if you're driving right now, if you are, just take a moment. Pull over if you can. Join me in prayer. Father God, we just lift our country up to you. We lift our state up to you. The insanity that is happening right now, Lord, you knew this before the beginning of time, that this would be happening. So, Lord, we trust in you. We thank you for victory. We thank you for patience. We thank you for strength. We thank you for your courage and your boldness. Lord, show us what you would have us to do for your kingdom in this time. Show us when you would have us to stand, where you would have us to stand in this time. And we just ask these things and commit these things to you, Lord. In your mighty, matchless name, Jesus. Amen. All right. I want to kind of talk a little bit about the Christianity. We have we have some folks that don't really understand what it means to be Christian in a church. Just be real blunt about it. And here's the deal. If you're listening to this and you think you're right now, I would just ask you to stop and just pray about it. Because the church should be standing up right now to Governor Inslee's tyrannical decrees. The church right now should be standing up in the streets against Black Lives Matter, which is a Marxist organization bent on not just destroying this country, but bent on destroying Christians. And if you support organizations like that, you are actually supporting, aiding, and abetting those who seek the destruction of your country, of my country, of your church, and my church. And I've got a problem with that if you support it. And I know many people out there don't see it in those such stark terms, but that's exactly what it is. And I want to go through a few things right now, talk to you about them, talk to you about what the strategy is that they're using. And I want to talk to you about some books that you should read. So grab something to write on, because everybody always sends me messages afterwards. Just grab something to write on right now so I can give you a few books that you should read. But knowing this stuff is not enough. We have to stand up. We have to hold our elected leaders accountable who aren't doing anything. They talk a lot. Then they come out in support of this mask mandate by the governor, which is clearly, again, unconstitutional. Any time a governor acts, his power is not unlimited. It is limited by the Constitution, and he must have a compelling interest, narrowly tailored, with the least restricted means to implement that compelling interest. And so all these broad sweeping policies just simply will fail that test every single time. He does not have the power to do what he's doing. And feckless Republicans are going along with it. And just like I mentioned on the show many times, they become the designated defeat mechanism of the Marxists, of the left. I mean, are we really to that point? And then Christians coming out, not even knowing what they believe. Folks, there is a movie coming out called The Enemies Within. I had Trevor Loud on the program. It is going to detail Tim Keller and his infiltration into the Gospel Coalition and the Southern Baptists as well now, with the sole intent, because he was trained by Frankfurt School, trained Marxists, on how to do this stuff and break up the church in America. Wake up, people. Everybody out there, wake up. Wake your friends up, your family up, your neighbors up. Wake them up. This isn't going to continue the way that it always has continued. That's normalcy bias. These Marxists want to bring this country down, and now they're going for their second wave of this, and it's starting with Governor Inslee's mask mandate. This so-called danger to society, COVID-19, it's not a risk for the vast majority of the population. So, masking everybody? Totally bunk. And oh, by the way, they're inflating the numbers and bringing people in from rural areas to cities and then counting them against that county's numbers, even though they're from a different county. Or they're saying, well, if somebody might have possibly could have been, they're counting those numbers too. It's unbelievable. And the documentation's out there. The health officer has already lied multiple times. And the health officer here in Spokane County is the same guy who said, we couldn't protest the unconstitutional actions of the governor, but it was okay for the Black Lives Matter folks to go do that. And then the riots and everything else that ensued, okay, whatever, right? Unbelievable. He lost all credibility. He should be removed from office for violating his oath. If he ever took one as a bureaucrat. And the elected officials that allowed him to continue, they violated their oaths. They should be removed from office. They should be impeached. The governor should be impeached. And by the way, we are looking into right now, and I'm going to break this on the show, we are drafting articles of impeachment against the governor of Washington State. Enough's enough. And they won't even bring us back into session. They won't even do it. A separate thing, too, very quickly. A lot of people have been emailing me and messaging me about this mask mandate. Does that make it illegal to carry a gun? And it does not. That was an Illinois statute, not a Washington statute. Folks, I was trained in the military on nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons. I read a lot about it even after I got out of the military. I'm going to say this very clearly, okay? Masks cannot stop a virus unless they are of a specific capability made with specific materials in a specific way. these flimsy paper masks and scarves and bandanas and all this other stuff, that does not stop a virus as a matter of fact, of scientific fact. They can manipulate all the data and numbers they want to. It is not physically possible. There are too many microns between threads. The virus can slip right through. So if it's not about the scientific part of it, then what is it about? And it looks like it's about muzzling people. And as Governor Inslee so flippantly said the other day, he was taking his mask off for the First Amendment. Perfect. Then we're all, I guess, going to take our masks off for the First Amendment. Certainly, if the Americans with Disability Act says that there's an exemption to these things, and Governor Inslee's recognized that, and they can't ask you the health reason because that would be a violation of HIPAA. That's the Privacy Protection Act. Then what is the whole purpose behind this? It's designed not to work. So then why are they doing this? And the simple answer is they want people to be compliant. To get used to being compliant, even for things that are patently ridiculous. That are so outrageous that you have to kind of put that still small voice down in a box and ignore it to go along with it. That's what they want. So we're not going to do that. We're not going to listen to unconstitutional actions. And oh, by the way, religious liberty is fundamental in this country. Religious liberty, conscience, those things have to trump. And people are asking you, well, what do you think? What I think is it's clearly unconstitutional. And we're going to have a guest on next Tuesday. Michael Perutka has actually agreed to be on next Tuesday. We're going to have Michael Perutka on next Tuesday. He's a constitutional scholar, attorney, and he's going to be talking about this exact thing. It's beyond outrageous. All right, now from the front, your daily intelligence briefing on the international front very quickly. After 3 days of discussions, it's coming to us from Debka File. The White House has no decision yet on annexation. Looks like Benjamin Netanyahu is going to go forward with his July 1st plan to annex parts of the West Bank and the Jordan Valley, including Qumran. So it looks like that is going forward. From what I heard already, I thought that the Trump administration was supporting that because they already had come out publicly. So it'll be interesting to see what happens here very shortly in Israel. Also on the national front, it's coming to us from the New American. A Wisconsin Democrat legislator was beaten by a BLM mob. You heard that correctly. A Wisconsin Democrat legislator was beaten by a BLM mob. They were trying to yank down statues, apparently, this mob outside the Capitol building and beat up a Democrat ally. By the way, you know why they're doing this? They're removing statues so that they try to remove our history. So that tells you what they are, because the enemy, Satan, comes to kill, steal, and destroy, right? So if they're doing that, then the discernment point should be pretty clear. So State Senator Tim Carpenter, he's a Democrat from Milwaukee, apparently was reporting the toppling of a statue near the Capitol building when he was accosted by rioters and beaten. Carpenter, one of four openly gay members of the Wisconsin legislature, posted a brief video of the incident. Huh, that's interesting. That kind of goes against their little narrative, doesn't it? Wow. So I'm going to talk too about Black Lives Matter and what's behind it. It is a Maoist specifically, but also a Marxist-Leninist organization. Two of the founders of Black Lives Matter. One got a picture with Venezuela's dictator Maduro. The other one admitted in a video that they were, quote, trained Marxists, end quote. And people are still trying to argue with me about this stuff. If you were siding with Black Lives Matter, you are siding with communists that want to destroy this country. It's craziness. So don't do that. Don't side with those people, at least if you love America. And oh, by the way, we should all be concerned, too, that Facebook and Twitter have been censoring people that are calling all of this stuff out. Another undercover video from Project Veritas. Facebook insider likened Trump supporters to, quote, Hitler, end quote. Wow. This is the second one that's come out on Facebook. And specifically called out, I want to read this quote from this WorldNet Daily article on it. Quote, one of my projects before now was hate, Grimmett said in the undercover video from Project Veritas. I've spent quite a bit of time looking at pictures of hate organizations, Hitler, Nazis, MAGA, and, you know, Proud Boys, all that stuff all day long. So he's saying MAGA in the same sentence. And then says he just doesn't give a blank and will delete stuff. Interesting. So again, targeting people for what they believe. This is happening in America. We have got to stand up to it right now. We cannot let these Marxists, they're genocidal eventually. All socialists do that. That ends up with mass deaths. It happened in Venezuela, still kind of happening there, actually. Happened in China, happened in Cambodia, happened in the former Soviet Union, in Ukraine. So I've got a question. Why don't they take down the statue of Vladimir Lenin? That'd be kind of interesting, wouldn't it? On the regional front, coming to us from the New American, using communist language, CHOP leaders, and it's actually Chaz, this autonomous zone thing they set up, tacitly admit they're the Democrats' revolutionary wing. So let's talk about this. Quote, the CHOP project is now concluded, the lengthy message said. While we expect a very small handful of holdouts may try to remain, there's no further organizing will be occurring to support this presence, and the number on site will be too small to be more than an annoyance. Wait a minute. So I thought it was spontaneous. I thought it was just of the people, but no, it was organized, supplied, because that's what support this presence means, okay? And it was aided and abetted in the information sphere. Then also, this is interesting too, dear comrades in the struggle is the opening, closing with in solidarity, all communist slogans. And now we have the truth beginning to come out that the Seattle mayor not only allowed them to occupy part of the city, but then characterized the occupation as democracy. These mobs have torn down statues across the nation. Looters and rioters destroyed property, stole, hurt innocent people, etc. Trump was harassed in multiple ways. mean, do we really need to go further with that? I mean, how much is it going to take? One of the other interesting things that occurred yesterday that I think on the national front is very important. And I think that this is critical understanding where we're at. But General Flynn won yesterday. DC Circuit Court ordered his case dismissed. But even more interesting, there's a bombshell set of notes that came out implicating President Obama and Joe Biden in the whole matter. I hope they get prosecuted. And those bombshell notes, and apparently there might be other documents coming out, prompted massive, I mean, I'm talking tens of thousands of people to leave Twitter. In fact, several people that I know put up very clear messages that people needed to leave Twitter immediately and go to Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R, P-A-R-L-E-R. There's thousands of people over there now. And the reason they did that was because these bombshell documents were coming out and they didn't want them censored because Twitter is now censoring increasingly. So many people have gone to Parler. Now, I get a lot of folks say, oh, we're not going to Parler. We're going to a different... No, look at... Okay, that's great. But the people that I know that give the best information, all those folks are going to Parler right now. And it's a good site. It works well. But the fact of the matter is that Joe Biden may have personally raised the idea to investigate Michael Flynn, and these notes from Peter Strzok that came out seem to indicate that if we need to spread information among conservatives and patriots around the country, then we're going to have to do it on a system that is going to be reliable no matter what happens, and Parler looks like that system. So if you're not on Parler, strongly urge you to do that. Set up also a couple backup accounts on Gab AI and MeWe. You're going to want to do that because, you know, something could happen to Parler and then we got to switch to something else. All right. I want to talk about a few books that everybody out there should read. Very important. If you get the chance tonight, two of them you should read tonight. They're very quick reads. They're free, so you should do that. Number one, the memorandum from Rich Higgins, H-I-G-G-I-N-S, Rich Higgins to the President of the United States. It's a 7-page memorandum. You can download it online. The memorandum from Rich Higgins to the President of the United States, Donald Trump. That'll give you an idea of what we're facing. Number two, The Fate of Empires by Sir John Bagot Glubb, G-L-U-B-B, G-L-U-B-B, The Fate of Empires. Number three, if you want to know where the genesis or the rise of the deep state came from, you want to understand the Marxist infiltration in our government, you need to understand that as a matter of historic fact, 329 confirmed NKVD agents had, that's precursor to the KGB, had infiltrated the Roosevelt administration. It is detailed, along with many, many other things, in the book Target Patton, P-A-T-T-O-N, by Robert Wilcox. Robert Wilcox, Target Patton. And then lastly, you should take a look at a book called The Sword and the Scimitar by Raymond Ibrahim, which details the history of the Islamic attempt to destroy the West. It uses primary source documents from both sides, but it details the history 1,400 years. It's important to understand the context. And so The Sword and the Scimitar, that's S-C-I-M-I-T-A-R, The Sword and the Scimitar is important for the part of the context, too, that is beginning to emerge with organizations that were unindicted co-conspirators in the largest terror financing trial in U.S. history, successfully prosecuted, the Holy Land Foundation trial, like the Council on American Islamic Relations. And what are they doing right now? How are they involved in Minneapolis? Are we going to start seeing Sharia patrols in Minneapolis, or you know, to bring order back to part of that city. So take a look at those books, get educated, but don't stop at just knowing stuff and complaining. Some people have been sending me emails like, you know, you need to do stuff. You need to know we all need to be doing something right now. We all need to be standing up right now. We all need to be preserving freedom and liberty. That's what's so important to understand. It's not elected officials. It's the people that's the ultimate arbiter in these things as far as responsibility is concerned. In addition to that, take a moment tonight and just ask the Lord what His purpose is for you in His kingdom. His purpose for you in His kingdom. And take a look, too, at the movie The Enemies Within by Trevor Loudon. If you've never watched that movie, take a little bit of time and watch that movie, The Enemies Within. He's coming out with a new one, The Enemies Within the Church as well. And then lastly, locally, right now, the governor apparently was coming to Spokane, or came to Spokane, and, you know, we just don't take him seriously. We need Liberty State. We just need to push this. We need to get advisory votes on the ballots of every county, so your county commissioners have the authority to put an advisory vote on the ballot. That's according to several primary source documents, that they have the authority to do that. If they try to reject that, they can go read the attorney general opinion on the issue. But the fact of the matter is, we need to get a vote on the ballot in every county in eastern Washington and North Idaho. If you want to join us too, fine. Awesome. I know you guys are listening out there too. Every county needs to vote on this. And it's very simple to get on. It's just a resolution by the county commissioners, and it needs to be done in the next month. So we have totally enough time. Very simple question. Do you support creating a new state of liberty out of Washington State? Very simple. It's an advisory vote. Now, why do I bring that up now? Because I think it's obvious. This is not the end of this. They're just in a lull right now, and there's going to be something happening probably on July 4th, and then later in the summer. We need to be ready for it, and we need to preserve our freedom. Liberty State is a way to do that. So if you get the opportunity, form a group in your area. If you need to contact me, do that, and get folks rolling out there on this. Get folks rolling. And that is the briefing. Remember, the antidote to dependency and socialism is to be a God-fearing, self-reliant, freedom-loving American. Thank you to everybody that has been praying for us. Thank you for all of the support. We are continuing the fight, as many are across this country. And if you get the chance, you can share our podcasts at Podbean or iTunes. And we should have some new ones uploaded now. We had a little bit of delay there. Sorry about that. But we'll get those uploaded. And especially the one with Jerome Corsi. Many of you have been asking about that. All right. My guest today is Richard Mack. He's founder of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officer Association. He's an author and former sheriff. He served in a wide variety of roles, and over the course of his 20-year career in law enforcement, which began in Provo, Utah, he has, as a main thing, brought freedom back into the discourse of law enforcement, and more particularly, peace officers. Sheriff Mack, it's always good to have you on Patriot Radio. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and I was doing great before the coronavirus, and I'm still doing great.
Yeah, so yeah, if you were sheriff, what would happen in your county right now? My goodness.
Well, we would still have liberty. It doesn't matter what's going on. Liberty is still the solution. I'm sure you're familiar with Frederick Bastiat.
I am.
The law. If you read in there, there's a part where he writes an entire paragraph about liberty is the solution. It's the answer. No matter what societal problem you have, and he listed about 20 of them, and you would think that I would be able to remember at least 10 of them, but it was taxation. It was the economy. It was labor. You keep going through everything that faces society, crime, punishment, courts, juries. And he even said, I believe, on the list was public corruption. And I'm going to tell you right now, that's where the pandemic is. We have a problem, and I would, my opinion is, it's rather a minor problem with a coronavirus. That can be taken care of, and we will conquer that. But we cannot conquer losing liberty. And we cannot conquer the thought process of today's self-appointed dictators and tyrants who believe they have some sort of authority over us, and with the capricious nature that they have developed, that they can tell us what to do, that there's no limitations on government. Government can make us shut down our jobs. It can shut down our economy. It can shut down our Constitution. It thinks it can shut down our God-given rights, our innate rights, our innate, natural, God-given rights that we were born with as Americans, that government is supposed to guarantee for each of us, and now they believe they can do just the opposite, and then when they decide that the emergency is over, they might just give some of them back to us. That is the antithesis of our American Constitutional Republic, and that has me scared to death. The coronavirus worries me, it does, and I'm trying to be careful. But I will not wear a mask because government forces me to. I'll wear a mask if my doctor and I and my family believe it's appropriate. And for the government to assume it's above me and my doctor is another astonishing usurpation of power by our supposed leaders. And you've got one out there in Governor Inslee, and of course Seattle has a mayor that is like totally insane, bonkers. And you know what? Ann Coulter has bothered me somewhat, but her book that liberalism is a social disease or a mental disorder.
Mental disorder.
Her book about that is ringing true and truer every day because this is just insanity. And again, I'll wear a mask or wear a seatbelt or wear a T-shirt or a dress shirt, but it won't be because my government orders me or forces me to. And any police officer or peace officer or sheriff who believes they have an obligation to support those kind of dictatorial orders, they need to go back to Constitutional Law 101, because this is absolutely ridiculous, and that we're so caught up in this hysteria that we have forgotten our roots and our God-given rights.
Well, there's a couple of things that are alarming to me. You know, this autonomous zone in Seattle that was set up.
Oh, my gosh.
They tried to say it was spontaneous and all this stuff. And then today they come out with a statement that said that there was not going to be any more support or organization going into that area. You know, they're admitting this was an organized thing. Why are those people not being arrested, the money trail being followed, and the people that are really behind this? Because it's not the folks necessarily on the ground, but the people that are really pulling the strings. Why aren't those people being prosecuted or at least investigated?
Well, the sheriff of Seattle should be pursuing that. The chief of police of Seattle should be pursuing that. The FBI should be pursuing that. The governor's office should be pursuing that. And the people of Seattle should be demanding that. And I've been on several shows around the state of Washington. And I want to ask the occupiers there, the thugs or criminals, whatever they are, I don't know, but they definitely have committed crimes, so calling them criminals wouldn't be too hard. But I wouldn't mind sitting down with them. But I'm going to tell you, I would demand the complete truth and transparency, and I would ask them the same question. If you want justice in America, and you want your public officials and your police and judges to be honest, will you be honest with us? Because, first of all, violence does not get anything done in this type of a situation. And it's only going to create animosity, and people are not going to trust you. And you don't try to get rid of injustice by creating a thousandfold more injustices. And so I want to ask them, what is your intent? What do you want out of all of this? What are you after by doing what you're doing? And if it's just to make life difficult for the president or to make his reelection worse or whatever, then be honest with everybody and tell them you're about a political process because you hate Donald Trump. But more importantly, what you just alluded to, why don't you be honest and tell us everyone who has donated to you and has financed this operation in Seattle? And yeah, let's be honest here, because I'm going to tell you, you're absolutely correct. These people should be brought to justice. Isn't that what we're after here on both sides? If everybody's after justice, and I guarantee you, the organization I started is dedicated to that proposition. We want justice for every American and every person in the world. And when Jose Garena was murdered by a SWAT team in Tucson, Arizona, about 8 or 9 years ago, it was the Oath Keepers and CSPOA who went to the aid of his family, who marched in a protest against such violence and police brutality. And I got in a fight with a former colleague of mine, Sheriff Dubnik from Pima County, which is the Tucson area. And he was very arrogant about, well, if you're going to have police knock at your door, for heaven's sake, don't have a gun in your hand. And I said, this is so ridiculous. He should be apologizing to the family. And instead, he's doubling down on it. And I said, well, bottom line is, they're going to end up paying this family $4 to $5 million. And I volunteered to help her with that. And I volunteered to help her in court. But, of course, it didn't go to court. And she and her family, her two small children, got $4 million. And it was because police don't follow the rules in a lot of situations. Now, let me say this right now. Most of the police in this country are good people, but hardly any of them have been trained properly. And we have got to address the training that our police take in this country, and that it bypasses the fundamentals of liberty and the fundamentals of our oath of office. And you cannot bypass the fundamentals and the principles and expect police to know and understand their job. And they're going to keep having this problem, because I believe the where they're headed right now is just more liberal Democrat dogma instead of principle-based training that police really need in this country in order to serve and protect the people and defend their God-given rights.
One of the other things that, you know, we've seen is this is a Marxist tactic to immediately target police. I mean, we've seen this in all kinds of other countries that they've done this. And, you know, the FBI director just came out and admitted that they have over 2,000 active investigations in the United States tied to the Chinese Communist Party. This is various investigations, you know. But again, I mean, this brings up, you know, who is really behind this? And clearly the police are being targeted, and clearly this is being used to try to foment chaos throughout the rest of the summer. What are you hearing, you know, in this vein? Because, I mean, that's stunning. 2,000 active investigations connected to the Chinese Communist Party. It's incredible.
Well, I bet you could come up with even more about the hundreds of thousands of terrorists that have come into our country.
Right.
Including members of cartels from Latin America. And it's astonishing how the Democrats have supported no security at our borders. And their policies are coming back to bite us. I said over 15 years ago that Middle Eastern terrorists would be coming into our country through Mexico. And that's been proven time and time again that that is the case. I think we have fallen prey to a lot of communist and Marxist ideals. And we fought how many wars to stop communism? And the whole Cold War was to keep communism contained. And yet now we embrace it. And we have fulfilled the prophecy or the prediction by Nikita Khrushchev, Prime Minister of the Soviet Union. But another prophecy that we have fulfilled is one from Abraham Lincoln. And he said that America would never be destroyed from an outside enemy. But if we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. It seems that the enemy is within, and there are outside enemies that are part of this. But many Americans have invited them in, have invited their treachery, have supported their treachery, and have supported laws and policies that have allowed this to happen. And it's a real shame because America was the last bastion of hope for freedom in this country or in this world. And I'm afraid we're losing it very fast. Look, it used to be that communist takeover of America was very Fabianistic, a piecemeal, a little bit at a time. And it's not anymore. Look how far down the communist path we have gone just in the last 3 months. And it's bold in your face, and it looks like that it's aimed at Donald Trump. He gets blamed for everything else, and they're trying to make sure he doesn't get reelected. They've destroyed the economy. They've destroyed everything good that he did, and they wanted to make sure that he couldn't do it. So, you know, I'm not a fan of either party. I think both parties are corrupt, and I believe Washington predicted that. Washington himself said a two-party system would destroy our country. So it looks like Abraham Lincoln and George Washington really knew what they were talking about.
Yeah, you know, we get back to the old, and that's why they're probably trying to tear their statues down now, you know?
Yeah. Doesn't that really just break your heart to see them doing that sort of thing and nobody's doing anything about it? And the mayor of Seattle making light of this whole situation, saying it's a block party. And then she called it, oh, well, they're going to be here for a while, so maybe it's going to be the summer of love. Good, Josh.
Seriously.
Those liberals in Washington really make me shake my head, but they're all over the country, and they're ruining our country. But I really wish the Republicans would take a stronger stand. You don't hear much from the Republicans about what's going on in the country either. Except for Donald Trump and Vice President Pence. But we the people have got to do something about it. It's time to get back to our Constitution, and the people have got to demand that from all public officials. Certainly the Democrats aren't going to do it, but regardless, whoever your leader is, whoever your governor or mayor or city councilman or county commissioners or sheriff, you have got to get on their case, and you've got to hold their feet to the fire. And Thomas Jefferson said that maintaining our republic will be up to the people, and we've got to get after it and get involved in this process. We've trusted our politicians far too long.
Well, I think that's it, too. And a lot of people have relied just on elected officials to, you know, turn the tide back when it has to be all of us. You know, if you have a constitutional sheriff that stands up, he's not going to be doing that by himself. He needs the people to stand behind him, too.
That is exactly what we say. And while I'm on that subject, everybody can become a member of the CSPOA. Every citizen. It is a partnership between the citizens and public officials, especially your sheriff. He works for you, and he answers to you only. He has no other supervisor. The county commissioners cannot tell your sheriff what to do. They work with him on budgets and other issues, but they cannot tell him what to do. And they're not his supervisor. Only you are, the voters, the constituents, the people of the county. And that's what makes this a constitutional republic. And that is a very powerful republican ideal, that the people choose their leaders and they answer to them.
Yeah, that it has to be. And, you know, and it worked, too. You know, we talked about this for years, that sheriffs standing up and saying, yeah, we're not going to enforce an unconstitutional law.
Yeah.
You know, it's a pseudo law, actually. But it worked, and it was working here in Washington with some of our gun laws already. And now it's an issue of masks.
Yeah, and the sheriffs and the peace officers of this country should just stand up and say unitedly, we're not enforcing such an insane law. Yes, we want people to be careful, and we want people to take precautions, and we will teach them and reason with them and persuade them. But just like Sheriff Mark Lamb said, we're not arresting anybody. We're not citing anybody in. We're not closing anybody down, and we must get back to the Constitution. Let that reverberate across the country. But I'd like to ask every other sheriff in the country who's not standing for the Constitution. And luckily, it's becoming fewer and fewer that are doing that. Thank God for that. But for the sheriffs who have made excuses as to why they refuse to keep their oath of office, isn't that astonishing?
Yeah.
The sheriff would actually refuse to keep his oath of office. But let me ask every sheriff who is in that category. Which sheriff are you? Are you the sheriff that would and did, like in Florida, Sheriff Cronister arrested a minister for conducting church service? Or would you be more like Sheriff Nichols in Franklin County, Maine, who told his governor, we will not make this county a police state. We will not act like Nazi soldiers. We will treat the people fairly, and we will enforce the Constitution. Now, I could ask the people that same question. Which sheriff do you want in your county? In Seattle? In Spokane? Which sheriff do you want in your county? And maybe just as importantly, sheriff, which sheriff are you? Is Sheriff Bob Songer in Clickitat County, is he wrong for standing for the Constitution? Was Sheriff Nichols wrong in telling the governor, we won't violate the Constitution in this county? Was the sheriff who protected the barber and his business, was the sheriff who stood against gun control, how many of those have been in Washington and across the country? Are they wrong? Are they wrong? I want every sheriff to say, are these sheriffs who have stood for liberty and their Constitution and have tried to keep their oath, are they wrong? And if they are wrong, how is it that they are wrong? Haven't we all been taught in this country that freedom comes first and that our job as public officials is to, quote, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, end quote. Do any of us get these principles? We are always looking for somebody who will take a stand and do something about what's going on. And yet sheriffs, a few, as they are, say they don't have to do it and they are not required to do it and they're actually not supposed to do that. How is it that you're not supposed to stand for liberty anywhere in this country? How could that ever be? Liberty is the ultimate goal of everyone in all three branches of government. It's our job to protect liberty. For God's sake, let's do our duty and stand and protect the people's rights, just as we promised to do when we took our job. So again, I would say, Americans and all of you in Washington, join us in this holy cause. We created this constitutional sheriff movement, and now we need help to keep it going. Join us in this holy cause. Become a member today. Go to cspoa.org, CSPOA, Constitutional Sheriffs Peace Officers Association, and become a member. Make a monthly donation of whatever you can, but for heaven's sakes, believe that we have to be financed to really make this thing get off the ground. But believe in America, believe in freedom, and then find those groups that best promote that and protect that.
So in the last couple minutes that we have left, Sheriff Mack, if you could tell the listeners what you think is in store for us here in America over the summer and through the election.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I could tell the truth about that because I don't want to sound come across too negative. But I'm really afraid it's going to happen again. It's already starting. Some businesses are closing on their own because of the numbers that are happening. We know for a fact that the CDC promoted inflating and fabricating numbers of people getting the disease. You don't know who to trust. If you look at the percentages, though, of the chances of you getting the disease and the chances of dying of the disease, I've already looked at those. I mean, I've talked to internationally known, renowned immunologists, and even they say that the percentage is about 0.2%. And so I'm not a medical professional in any way, and so I'm not going to get into that. I can say what I've been told by others who are, but this is the key. Under no circumstance should we ever violate the principles of liberty for a disease, for a hysteria, for a cause, for a politician, or allow any politician to do anything of the sort. Once you have promised in God's name that you would uphold and defend these principles, you can't make an excuse as to why you would violate that sacred oath. We've got to get back to those principles, and we can do that, but we've got to stand and rise together and support each other as we stand for liberty. We cannot let hysteria rule what goes on in our lives and what goes on in our country, and especially what goes on in your state. Seattle and Spokane have had some real problems. We need to correct them, and we can. But I'm really afraid that it's going to get worse, and I'm really afraid if Trump wins, just what do you think the streets of America are going to look like if the way they compared to where they look like right now? It's almost like they've put Trump in a lose-lose situation. And I feel sorry for him. He didn't deserve any of this. But I believe that the riot situation is going to be a hundredfold worse than it is now if he gets reelected.
Yep. I think that they are trying to foment chaos regardless of what happens. It's their goal is to take this country down. And, you know, it's our job in this generation as patriots to stand up and defend it. We just have to.
Amen. And we've got to have the sheriffs on our side.
Absolutely. Sheriff Richard Mack, thank you so much again for joining me on Patriot Radio. Blessings to you. Keep up the fight and you know, keep us in the loop on anything you might be doing here in the future, too.
I will. Thank you so much.
All right. Sheriff Richard Mack, CSPOA.org, CSPOA.org. Check it out. Anybody can be a member like he was talking about as well. Want to end the show with an interesting thing that occurred. President Trump, this coming to us from the Epoch Times. I know some people are going to correct my pronunciation, but that's all right. Epoch Times. Trump responds to BLM organizers' threat to, quote, burn down the system. I want you to hear this quote, okay? This comes from Hawk Newsom, who is a Black Lives Matter organizer for Greater New York, okay? He said late Wednesday, quote, "If this country doesn't give us what we want, comma, then we will burn down this system and replace it." President Trump responded with, quote, "This is treason, sedition, and insurrection," end quote. And he is correct. These are trained Marxists. And it's becoming increasingly clear they are not going to stop. They're going to try to continue to do this over the summer. We need to be ready to stand in the gap. If you are a patriot out there right now listening to this program, I have talked literally for a decade about being prepared. And we're prepared so we can help and love other people. But part of being prepared is being spiritually prepared as well. If you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, it's a very simple prayer. Give your life to Jesus Christ tonight. If you haven't been water baptized, get water baptized as soon as possible. Be filled with His Holy Spirit. Because these times are going to not just test character, they're going to develop character. And we need to be ready for what is coming and to stand unflinchingly against it to preserve freedom for the next generation. It's really that simple. If you love this country, we need to put God back at the center of our lives so He can be back at the center of our country. And if He's back at the center, we're okay. We're okay. And remember that church plus patriots equals America. It's time to stand. God bless all of you out there. This is Matt Shea. Thank you once again for joining me on Patriot Radio today. Keep up the fight and keep your head up as well. We are the greatest generation. Blessings.